Blog Talk Radio.
I am the Lord, I'm the Almighty God, and I am the one for which nothing is too hard. I am your shepherd, and I am your door, and I am the good news to the bound and the poor. See, I am, I am.
Well, good morning, and bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. I say, bless his holy name. Amen. Welcome to Wednesday. It is the middle of the week. It is hump day. It's almost here. This week has gone by so quickly, like all the other weeks to me. But I'm grateful to God for another day that he has given me. Anybody glad that God spared our lives one more day? And so I'm grateful. I'm thankful. For his wisdom and his love towards me. Amen. Don't forget, tonight is the last recharge for the year, and we have Pastor Ralph Douglas West from Church Without Walls in Houston, Texas. He is with us on tonight at 7 o'clock, and I want you to make sure you're there, and I want you to be there on time. Amen, amen. We're going to get you out, but we want you to be there on time. I believe that he has a very timely word for our church, and I'm just honored to have him to come and close out our recharge services. This was the first year that we have done a midweek service and Bible study. We hadn't done it for several years. While I was in school, we hadn't done it. And I'm grateful to God that we brought that back this year. It has been such a blessing. It's been a great opportunity for impartation and growth. And I'm really grateful to God for what the first year has produced and what we see it producing next year. We will begin back, I believe it's the third Wednesday, the 17th of January. We'll begin back that first week, and when everybody just kind of get yourself into the new year, and then that second week I'll be in Israel. My wife and I will be traveling to Israel in January, and so very much looking forward to doing that and being there, using just some time to see the Holy Land. I am very, very excited. This is one of my wife's bucket list things, and I am really excited to take her on this trip. And so we won't have recharge. We'll begin recharge that third week, which I believe is the 17th. I believe it's 17th. But it's going to be a blessed time. It's going to be a blessed time. We're going to next year take some time and go through and learn the doctrines of our faith. So we're going to spend some time there next year, just going through the doctrines. What is the fall of man? What do we believe about the Holy Spirit? What do we believe about regeneration and justification? And just go through and really begin to strengthen our foundation for who we are as disciples of Jesus Christ. And so just excited about that. Amen, amen. Well, as this year is quickly coming to a close, it's quickly coming to a close, and we are thankful, and I've been taking I've taken a few days and just done a personal retreat and just reflected on this year, the challenges and the lessons learned and the great things that have happened this year. It's been a good year. I've had some tough times, but we are grateful to God. That's just part of it. That's just part of the norm. You have ups and you have downs, but I am grateful to God that all of them we've learned from it. We've grown through, and we've learned to see God and experience God in a brand new and different way. And so I'm grateful and thankful for all this year has given to me. But we don't just reflect. I proflect, which is I look forward. What does God want to say and do in our church next year? How does he want us to function? What does he want us to do? How is God going to move? How do we prepare ourselves for that move? And so I just spent a couple of days and actually ended today just really seeking God for what he wants to do, and so that we can be in the center of God's will, so that as we are moving and moving forward, we can stand in the center of his will. And so I am really excited and grateful for all that this year has meant, and all that 2018 will mean as we continue to rise and build our character, build our self-esteem, build our relationship with Jesus. Really pushing hard to create and make disciples in this year. And so I just pray that you join us on this journey, and that you are, those of you who are members of Hope Christian Center, that you will lock in with your commitment, lock in with your gifts and your abilities, and just your love for God as we continue to move forward and forge forward. You know, next year we will celebrate in our 15th year in existence as a church, and that's exciting. And so we will kick that celebration off on that Wednesday, the first Wednesday in, I think it's the last Wednesday actually, in January, because that's the 30th, and our actual anniversary, the actual beginning of our church was February 1st, 2003. And so really excited about what will be happening and what God's going to do during that time. So you just make sure you start marking your calendars to be a part of the celebration that we will have throughout the year, celebrating God's goodness and 15 years of hope to God's people and to the community we serve. Amen. Amen. Well, let's pray about that very thing, that we will continue to be hope and to give hope, that we will continue to be the church and the people and the disciples that God has anointed us to be and has called us to be, that we will keep our eyes on Jesus and never, ever forget that he is on our side. Always remember Jesus, that we as a church and all of us as individual disciples will remember Jesus. Nothing else matters. We've got to lift Jesus and put him at the forefront of all that we do. So let's pray. Let's pray. Oh, gracious God, we thank you. We love you. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we are grateful to you for all that you are doing. We know that we can do nothing without you. We know that without you, we would utterly fail. We know that without you, we'd be like a ship without a sail. We'd have no structure, no direction, no destiny, no definition to the call on our life. But God, we are grateful that with you, we have everything that we need. So we are thankful. Thank you, Lord, for being on our side, for walking with us and for being with us and for keeping us in the midst of our terrible storms, keeping us in the midst of our shortcomings and our failures, the areas where we have missed you, God. You've kept us where we messed up. You kept us, and we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this year that you've given us. As this year winds down and we come to the end, we're in the last month of 2017, and so we want to thank you, Lord, for all of the lessons of this year. Thank you for the doors that you opened and the ones you closed. Thank you for the ways that you made and, God, the ways that you did not answer us on. Thank you for the prayers that you answered and the ones that you did not answer. We are grateful because we know that all those things are working for our good. We may not have liked them, and they may not have been all that we wanted them to be, but they're working for our good. And so, God, I pray that you would continue to lead us, guide us, direct us, protect us. Continue, Lord, to give us wisdom. Continue, God, to give us focus on eternity. I pray that you'd put eternity in our hearts, that you would cause us, Lord Jesus, to recognize in everything we do, it's about eternity. It's not about this moment. It's not about today. It's not even about tomorrow or the day after. It's about long after we're gone. It's about once we are old and not able to do the things that we're doing now, that, God, we would have planted some seeds that would cause the next generation to flourish and to grow. And so, God, I pray that you would put eternity in our hearts and help us to recognize that everything that we do, it should speak into eternity. It should speak into eternity. Every ministry that we start, it should speak into eternity. Every person that we bless and every group that we help, it should speak into eternity. Oh God, I know you have so much for us to do as your disciples. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would help us to see you, to follow you, to love you, to do the things that you've called us to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. I thank you. Thank you for the privilege of leading these people. Thank you for the privilege of leading this amazing church that you have so graciously given to me. Nothing that I have done, and in no way do I deserve what you've done. But God, I'm grateful and thankful that for whatever reason you looked beyond my faults and you saw my need. You saw that you could use me. You saw that you could use me to help your people. And I'm grateful. I'm eternally grateful. And I pray, God, that you would continue to lift up Hope Christian Center, that you continue to lift us up to the places where we belong. I pray, God, that you would give us wisdom and give us an idea that will make us famous, not famous for our own sake, God, but famous that we might then make your name famous wherever we go, wherever doors you open. God, we'll tout your name. Every miracle that you work, we'll speak your name. Every situation that you take us through, we will speak your name, because your name is worthy to be praised. And so, Lord, I thank you. I ask that you bless our time tonight. Would you bless Pastor Wes as he brings a stirring and convicting word to your people? Would you bless him, Lord God, with strength? Lord, I recognize that he has such restraints on his calendar, so many things buying and pulling for his time, but that he would take time out to come and minister to us in Brooklyn, New York. God, I take it as an honor, and I believe that your hand is on it. So I pray, God, that you would help us to bless him as he will bless us. In Jesus' name, I thank you for every person on this call. I pray that you bless their lives, that you cause us all to see you in your majesty and your greatness. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. God bless you. And I pray that you will be blessed.